This recording, England 88, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Eastbourne. I grew up in Eastbourne. I went to school in Eastbourne. Eastbourne's on the south coast of England, and it's sheltered by Beachy Head, right by the seafront. We would go for days out there, and I can remember going to certain parts. You have vivid memories of certain parts of it. But we didn't used to walk along the seafront that much. More so now, when I go to visit back there, than I would have done when we were living there. And I think it's the same thing when something's on your doorstep, you don't use it as much as if you go to visit somewhere. But we would do, when we were teenagers, we'd go to the seafront and spend time with friends and stuff by the pier, hang out there as you do, or anywhere along the seafront having walks and stuff in the evening. We used to travel up to see Uncle David in Sheffield, or Doncaster, wherever they were, but when we went on holiday we used to go into Spain. So we used to take the ferry from either Dover or New Haven, and just drive 1,200 miles down to the south of Spain, taking an awfully long time back then. Roads better now, but it used to take an awfully long time. So that's where we used to holiday, twice a year, 2 or 3 weeks at Easter, between 2 and 6 weeks in the summer, depending on the year. So that's where we used to travel, not so much in this country.